It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome here to Sports Central. This is Nathan Forlina. Got Corey Geiger sitting on the other side. Back-to-back days. I'm running the board 2 days consecutively now, so before you know it, I'll probably be the only one on this show. That seems to be the trajectory.
Hey! You trying to get rid of me that like that?
No. Listen, I wouldn't be sitting here if you weren't over there because we need each other to bounce the ideas off of it. It works so much better than if there's just one person.
I laugh because the enunciation today was absolutely spectacular. Welcome to Sports Central. I am Nathan Forlina. That's great.
I speak way too fast. I try to slow it down. I'm trying to get better at speaking.
One of the few things I ever really critiqued you on was you gotta say your name so people know who the heck you are.
Once again, this is Nathan Forlina on Sports Central.
Because when we started, I was like, this is Sports Central, Nathan Forlina. And they're like, what? So when I first started back in 2009, I talked really fast because you have so much in your brain, you feel like you want to get everything out, you just keep talking real fast, blah, blah, blah. And Dave Bithell, longtime radio guy, I always give Dave a shout out for this because sometimes people are afraid to say something to you. They're afraid to critique or whatever. But Dave Bithell was the one. He was program director at the previous institution at the time. He said, you're talking a little too fast. Mm-hmm. And so that was really when I figured out, quite frankly, how to just slow down and let everything really simmer, Nathan. You can really learn how to draw out. At this time, it was 2 hours. Slow the heck down.
How
and
the hell did you do 2 hours in the summer?
You know, I look back on it, man. You could not give me enough money. Here's what we did. For the first 6 or 7 years, I had 4 guests on every day. So two each. Think about this. We don't really do much of the guests anymore because I like hearing us talk. But if you have 2 guests in an hour and then a few phone calls, it flies mm-hmm. by. But what happened was, some of those guests either moved on or died. Like John Mano was a 40-year sports writer in Pittsburgh. He was on with me every week talking Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, anything Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So he was my Pittsburgh guy. Well, he passed away a few years ago. So when the attrition starts to happen and you don't have as many guests. Because, look, when you do radio, I'm a guest on a lot of programs. And we don't get paid. I mean, I'm donating sometimes up to 3 hours a week being a guest on various radio programs during Penn State football season. And so if you're going to do that, you have to really respect people's time. But anyway, long story short, I had a lot of guests on at that point. And so the 2 hours would really kind of move on pretty quickly.
Yeah, I just couldn't fathom, like I said, dead of summer.
Summer's bad.
Alone in here.
But I did the Curve a lot. Yeah. I had a daily segment. For 10 years, I had a daily Curve segment where I brought a Curve radio guy on for 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I guess that can make some of the time fly by a little quicker. So before we get into sports, real quick, I do have a question for Corey because this was brought to my attention last night.
Uh-oh.
Phone lines are always open, 946-0435. Want to give us a call on anything sports-related, Steelers, Penn State, Pirates, Sioux. They're going to give the Brewers their 12th straight win. And I don't know if you know this, but the Brewers get 12 straight wins. People in Milwaukee get free burgers. So, you know, thank Bob Nutting, Milwaukee, for, you know, your free dinner tonight. So, you're welcome. What's the score right now?
I haven't checked in 30 minutes. It was 6-0 a few minutes ago. Right now, it's 6-5, Nathan!
If the Brewers...
Oh, if they blow this, oh my gosh.
The Brewers owners got to be saying to them, hey, just throw the game. Throw the game. We're going to... Because they've already hit 11 once this year, and they weren't able to get it. But if you blew a 6-0 lead to the Pirates, it's not like you're playing the Dodgers or the Yankees.
Well, that's like the Pirates blowing that 9-0 lead against the Rockies, who are one of the worst teams in the history of baseball.
Yeah, that was, like you said, one of the lowest moments.
Brian Reynolds has 2 home runs. I want to give Nathan opportunities to host a show to come up with his ideas. And yesterday I kind of sabotaged it with our AOL silliness, but which is fun. So, I want you to feel free to have a lot of different things. You brought up the Pirates because that is something I did want to mention. Paul Skeens got hit hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Six earned runs?
Yeah, four earned runs in four innings. So his ERA against the Brewers in his career is 5.79. Against everybody else, it's 1.75. Can you imagine that?
It's his kryptonite right there.
That's the one team that's been able to hit him, and that's crazy.
Yeah, they figured out the pattern. But again, phone line's always open, 946-0435. So we were sitting around, me and my family were eating dinner last night, and we had corn on the cob, and as you should do, at least, if you're kind of weird if you don't put butter and salt on your corn on the
cob. I would agree with that.
But I'm getting ready. I put the butter on. It's all buttered up.
Okay, but hang on. How do you butter it? How does your family butter corn?
Well, what I do,
especially at the big fat Greek wedding functions.
What I always do is I take a stick of butter, like margarine or whatever, and I kind of just rub it back and forth.
Just one stick.
Or if it's like on like a little like plate thing, you spin the corn.
That's what my wife's family does. They have one stick of butter. That's like, it's the community stick of butter.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of...
It's kind of got like a weird shape because it's kind of like carved down the middle a little bit because that's where warmth is.
The first time I ever did that, I was like, is this butter going to be kind of gross after like 10... But I guess probably not, you know?
No.
So everybody just use it. Okay, go ahead.
But what I do is I take a stick, like at my house, I usually just take a stick and kind of just rub it.
Just put the stick back in the fridge?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's... melting.
It had better be clean corn. I'm not a germaphobe.
Yeah, it's clean corn.
Like the corn had better be pretty cleaned.
It's clean. I tear it and stuff, and it gets pretty.
All right.
It's bare bones. You're getting the corn pretty much. That's it. But I went to go grab the salt and pepper, and we got like two new shakers because we only had one shaker for the longest time. Like you had to like press a button, the pepper would come out of the bottom, and the salt would come out of the top.
Sweet, a dual thing. That's cool.
But there was a salt and pepper shaker. And I was like, I said to my dad, I go, which one is the salt and which one's the pepper? He goes, you seriously don't know how to tell the difference. I'm like, no, how am I supposed to tell that? He's like, so how do you tell the difference? Do you know?
The difference between the salt and pepper is the salt always has more holes, and the pepper, I mean, that's typically.
I think it's the opposite.
No, salt has more holes, pepper has fewer holes. Salt will have four. That's how we've always done it.
Salt, it says, right, AI tells me salt shakers often have fewer holes.
Really? We always use, that's fascinating, because I'm picturing the salt shaker at my house,
yeah.
And it's got four holes, and the pepper's got, because you want less pepper coming out, because if you have a lot of pepper, that can set, so we're doing it wrong.
You might be doing it wrong, but I never knew that, and my mom didn't know that either till last night.
The number of holes?
Yeah, I was never aware of that. But he said, bring it up, because I guarantee Corey.
You're blowing my damn mind, because here's the thing. I would not know this. I'm not really cultured enough for this. Seriously, this is, you know, etiquette and everything. What you're telling me is my wife is wrong.
This blows my mind. You might need to tell her tonight.
Because we've got the nice, sweet, false graph salt and pepper shakers, and the one with four holes is the salt. It's always been that way. So if that's not the case,
Wikipedia, like there's an article on salt and pepper shakers. It says salt is stored in the shaker with fewer holes.
Wow, I am absolutely floored by this, because not so much that I'm wrong, because I don't care, but it's one of those things. You have a girlfriend, so my wife is brilliant. My wife is unbelievably intelligent and cultured, and at least tries to be. She jokes about it in her family. They would have manners Sunday.
Okay.
I grew up in the South, really kind of just poor white trash, to be honest with you. But my wife's family, they cultured me up some a little bit. So if they've got this wrong, Nathan, I'm going to hold this over all of them forever.
And what you should do tonight is she listening right now?
She's not, because she's working and she's...
What you should do is just switch them. Just switch like the top of the shakers. And then she goes, and she's obviously going to pour like, you know, she's going to maybe butter her corn and she's going to pour pepper on it. But then say, hey, listen, we've gotten it wrong the last entire, our entire lives at this point. Our entire lives have been switched up. You're supposed to have fewer holes in the salt shaker.
I'll tell you, we have three phone calls on this.
This is incredible.
This is the show. Like what Jerry and George would talk about in Seinfeld. This is the show. I know we got sports up there.
I'm looking at like the.
Does it all say salt and pepper?
The first two say salt, and one's coming in right now.
I'm curious to see what they got. I gotta know what these people say.
But we're gonna start with Rob. Rob, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing?
What's up, dude?
I heard you talking about like giving each other feedback, and I thought I want to get into the salt and pepper too. But I some feedback about you said his enunciation. I never really noticed that. I thought he was a pretty clear speaking guy. But if we're giving feedback and reviews, I think Whippersnapper has a wealth of knowledge, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. You do know sports, and I respect and appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Rob.
I like the Whippersnapper word. That's just a good. That's a banger word.
Banger, there
that
it is,
man. I got all kinds of 50-cent words I pull out. I'm a lot of things, but I feel like I have a pretty good vocabulary, so that should go in my plus column. Give me some negative feedback, too. Is it that, like, I talk fast or that I jump around topic to topic or I change the subject sometimes? Is that in the wheelhouse of things I can work on?
I'm always looking to grow.
I have one negative feedback on Rob, okay? I got one negative pushback.
That's here, brother.
The fact that you think you can beat me in a race. And you're how old?
I think you're going to beat me.
Okay,
I just want to put up a good showing.
Okay,
that's why I said I want to see where I'm at. I don't get a chance to do
this. I wish
this.
I could go back 20 years. I'm not racing anybody at 51. I was still pretty fast at 30. So.
Rob and Corey should race. That's what we should. That's the real money maker.
Yeah, right, look, I would take on the one thing I've been able to do in sports my whole life is I was extremely fast, but that is way by the wayside with my sore back now.
I hear you. My back's terrible. I can blast, but it's not long. You guys might both beat me. I just think it's all good. As far as I just think that, and there's nothing wrong with this. It's just preference and how we talk and what we talk about. I'd love to see you broaden your horizons just a bit as we go and get into some national stuff. Cause I know you like your local and you're extremely positive and optimistic to all your home teams, but I love talking about like stuff that we don't hear every day, and it's not, you know, everyone talks. Corey, I only have one for you, and it's not bad. It's you're excited and you're having fun and you're happy, but since you brought on a new guy, and maybe this happens when I'm in there with you too, I've never really thought about it, but Corey, sometimes I feel like he's talking to you and you're like standing over at the KFC across the street. A little bit loud, but he's just excited. But yeah, I just noticed.
Corey can get loud. Corey can get loud.
So your one critique of me is I talk too loudly. I'll live with that.
Corey's got to turn the mic down just a tad.
My daughter yells at me also. You're too loud.
I'm told I'm loud all the time. Like I'm preaching to my own choir. I could benefit from some decrease
in volume
myself.
I do get excited here. So where are you weighing in on the salt and pepper? Because I'm reading here, and again, my mind is blown because everybody's saying the pepper has more holes.
He is correct. Now, I have seen shakers that are the way that you've described. I probably even have them in my own home. But, yeah, you want more holes for the pepper because the salt, I don't know if you remember – like, I don't know if it's still the cool thing to do. I never did it, but I saw other people do it. Like, when we'd be youngsters, like 13, 14, hanging out in the mall, you'd go into, like, an Arby's or something and get some food. And there was always one kid that had to, like, unscrew the salt shaker. That way, when someone picked it up and went to put some on their sandwich, it just dumped right out.
What a jerk.
I think...
Was that
I
you?
Know, I've had it.
Was that you?
I did not.
I was about to say, I could picture Rob doing
that.
Yeah,
me too.
I could picture that.
I did a lot of things, believe me, but that wasn't one of them. I put a lot of pepper on everything. As long as it's not a dessert, you know, or a cereal, I layer it with pepper.
Interesting.
I cut back on my salt, but I'm on a very high-calorie, high-saturated fat, high-trans-fat diet because I told you I'm trying to gain some weight, and I did. I thought I gained 14 pounds, but then I sent you that picture, and somehow I lost four. So it's kind of like the movie Thinner. Like I'm kind of up against it. Like I'm eating like the guy in Thinner just to maintain. I don't know why.
I'm the total opposite. I use salt on a lot of things. I use pepper on basically really almost nothing except for steak. When I get a really good ribeye,
how about
I don't
eggs.
I use salt, just salt on eggs, and so
I'd
steak.
Put both on.
When I eat steak, I'll put a good bit of salt, but I'll put a ton of pepper. My wife taught me this trick a number because I eat a lot. I'm a steak connoisseur. I know what a good cut of steak is, but the pepper really brings out the flavor of steak. But other than that, I can't say I really use pepper on almost anything.
I take handfuls of salt and pepper packs, like whenever they're, you know, for the condiment stand. And what I do is I go through the kids' like socks drawers and I just put little packs of like pepper and salt, sometimes mustard if they have it or sugar, but I put them all through the kids' drawers. So that way when they're getting ready for school in the morning and they're like really grouchy, they find that and then they throw it and it makes them even grouchier. So you find little victories, you know, little ways to get back the madness that you endure as being a parent.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh? What else we got on the salt? We got all the phone lines lighting up here. Thanks, Rob.
I will say, I do like Rob's feedback about the national stuff. And I know it's really tough. I love talking national stuff.
I almost stress that we, especially now with football, we are going to talk Steelers and Penn State 90% of our sports talk. So, but hey, look, I'm always good for national subjects.
Yeah, national stuff, and it all comes down to what the people want. If they want to actually listen to national stuff, because they hear it on the ESPN and the
CBS.
Here's
my deal with this show, Nathan. I will talk about anything that people want to talk about. Mm-hmm. If it's salt and pepper.
Which clearly people are having a liking to.
I have said this for years. If you're calling in, we will talk about it. It's a sports show, and I know, especially since Nathan joined, maybe we talk less sports nowadays, but I come here to have fun for this hour because for 15 years, you're right, I had to pull my damn teeth coming in here to talk about the Pirates for and that was it. So if we can talk about salt and pepper and people are calling in, hey, I'm all for that.
Hey, salt and pepper talk. We got Dave on the line now. Dave, how we doing?
Hi, how's it going?
Doing fantastic, man.
It's my first time calling in, and I'm only calling in about the salt and peppers.
There we go, Dave.
Let's hear you weigh in. I'm curious.
I was always told that the salt shaker had larger holes than the pepper.
Larger holes? Okay.
Yeah.
Not less or more, just larger?
I don't know about the numbers. I just heard. Pardon me?
No, not, you know, the numbers, just larger. That's it.
I was never told anything about the numbers, just that the salt shaker had the larger holes.
This is so fascinating to me.
Did you think this is what we were going to be talking about coming in today?
No, but
you had this on your bingo card.
This is a great discussion. But again, now look, the larger holes. That's interesting to me because I don't use a lot of pepper. I would think even if you use pepper, if you've got more holes and larger holes, don't you risk getting a ton of pepper on it and wouldn't a ton of I know maybe people think a ton of salt would be bad, but if you got a ton of pepper on stuff, wouldn't that be bad?
I think a ton
too?
Of either would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at a salt and pepper shaker right now. And the salt shaker has, let me see, salt shaker has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 holes. Pepper has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, so but it's one is one brown and one white. That's a great way to differentiate too. We have salt.
Just put
pepper.
A label on it.
We have some that say S&P, some that are brown for pepper, or white for salt.
Yeah, these are glass. With a silver top on them, mm-hmm. But it's you can definitely see that the salt shaker has the larger holes.
My wife is in so much trouble because she has fooled me for 25 years. I have a clear image in my mind right now of our Falsgraf salt and pepper shakers at home, and the one with four is the salt. That's how I know it's the salt, Nathan.
That's crazy. That's crazy. How many does pepper have? Three?
Three.
Three, okay. All right. Interesting.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, appreciate the call, Dave.
First time caller there about salt and pepper. Salt and pepper's here. Now, if I sing that to you, Nathan, salt and pepper's here. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum. You know that song?
Push it.
Push it. There we go. Could we do that all the time? Salt and pepper's here.
Salt and pepper. What else I got? Shoop. Shoop's another
good
song.
That's right. Shoop's song.
Salt and pepper, good group. They were on something not too. Maybe it was American Idol or something they were performing.
Recently?
But I remember they were performing on some. It was either that or the Voice. I think it was American Idol. It was like toward the end, but they were performing. All right, Clark, sir. Salt shaker time. What's up?
Well, you said Falsgraf. What pattern is it?
Rio. It's Rio. It's blue and white. It's beautiful.
Well, tell your wife we have April.
You have April. All right, very good. I'm going to Google it to see what it looks like.
But this is why I love local broadcasting. You know, it's not the cities. It's so folksy here. Your next question is going to be, is it over or under? And you know what that means.
What? Over under what?
The toilet paper.
That's another show. It has to be over. You can't be coming under on toilet paper.
Yeah, you got it right.
It is absolutely over.
Yeah, it's over.
The under people drive me nuts.
I'm surprised a college guy like that there doesn't realize the salt and pepper shakers, the three holes is the salt and two is the pepper.
Here's the thing.
I've never heard that in my life. I never heard that until last night in my entire life.
The difference is the white one is the salt and the off-color one is the pepper.
I'd be able to distinguish that. It's just the holes, because these were the exact same containers. It was just a different amount of holes.
And here's what's fun to me. You've heard me say this, I'm sure. Nathan and I don't really discuss what we're going to talk about. He was in charge, so he came up with a nonsensical topic today. But this stuff is fun.
By the way, I was expecting this to be a five-minute
free talk. And then we get
25 minutes on salt and pepper and three people calling in.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun to hear other subjects, because you could talk about the same thing about Penn State, this, that, and the other thing. And
I googled your false graph April stuff, though. This is fancy smancy stuff here, Clarkson. This is pretty good stuff.
We had made trips out to false graph out in the Lancaster area.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
And we had gotten the stuff really good price, and we've added pieces over the years. Matter of fact, sometimes when we go into antique stores, we saw a big serving plate that we didn't have, and got it relatively inexpensive, and it was well-maintained. But you can find it every now and then. But we've collected this over 20-plus years of the same pattern.
I'm going to show Nathan, because I showed him a picture of yours with the April.
Very
and,
fancy.
And then
very
now
fancy.
I'm showing Nathan a picture of my Rio salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
And you can see the one on the left has four. And that's what we use for salt, and the one on the right has three.
Gotta
that's what we
it.
Use for pepper.
You got to switch
so
it.
This is
you
what I'm it. Telling you.
Literally just change the caps. And yeah. see if you're...
The other thing about corn, though, our corn was better earlier in the season than it is right now.
Is that right?
But I would say I never use the salt on corn on the cob.
What?
Just butter, because it's sweet. The corn is sweet. I don't want another competing
Here's the thing.
Slave.
Here's the thing. I will not eat corn on the cob, period, without butter. If there's
I always eat butter, yes.
If there's no salt, I can still eat it.
Yeah.
But I prefer salt. I like the salt. But if there's no salt, I can I will. If there's no butter, nuh-uh. I'm not eating corn on the cob if there's no butter at all.
You have to have butter. That's non-negotiable.
Well, some people will bite right into the corn right off the stalk. You know, if you see that sometimes. But, no, butter is great with it, and, that's fantastic. But you got to eliminate your salt when you get older. That's a problem.
Yeah, they say you do. I got a lot of life insurance.
Well, when you start running the test, you'll find out.
Yeah, like I said, my wife will do pretty well. Here's the thing. My wife will do all right without me.
By the way, it's 8-5 Milwaukee, right?
Okay, good stuff. We got to get a score in here.
We got to get a score.
Because they got to give their free burgers away in Milwaukee.
They're getting their free burgers. So you
we
can
have three calls still?
Yeah, we still got people. We got Jerry actually wanting to talk a little bit of sports.
Okay,
so.
Jerry, save us, man.
Jerry, get us back on track here.
Is it okay to talk sports?
Absolutely.
I don't want to throw you off, right? Did you hear about the... female tennis, professional tennis player whining about the baby crying in the stands.
Who was this? You know the name?
Emma somebody.
Emma Raducanu. Emma Raducanu. Was she doing this?
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know. But what made me say, I think tennis and golf would be much better if they would allow fans to be screaming and yelling and be involved like we are in basketball and football games.
Interesting.
I agree with you. I don't know why. I mean, I get it.
I think
but...
you're crazy. Have you ever played tennis? Even competing at tennis, Jerry?
I played a little bit of tennis, but I suck. So
look, especially golf. Let's start with golf.
Golf would be it'd be so tough.
You can't play golf with people being loud. And I do because I got a knucklehead kid behind me because we were supposed to have soccer practice, so I brought him in the studio. And when I take him and his friends out, they're all very loud and everything. And you realize this stinks because you can't play golf when it's loud. But I have played a lot of tennis. And when you're serving – And look, maybe it's one of those things that maybe it's a learned behavior. Maybe it's a nature versus nurture kind of thing. I've learned my whole life when you're playing tennis, everybody is quiet. And when the pros are playing tennis, everybody's quiet. So maybe it's just that expectation of everybody. But if I'm playing tennis and people are loud, I do find it to be extremely annoying.
Well, yeah, I know. But it would make it a lot more exciting. And I think it would make and the professionals will have to even concentrate more. I mean, I know they concentrate as is.
This is a great subject.
It adds an element in there that would be interesting to see how these people respond to it.
Emma Raducanu is one of the best players in the world. She won, I think, the U.S. Open a few years back, and I pulled up the story. You can't have a damn baby in a tennis stadium crying. I don't have any issues at all with her, Jerry. Seriously. I'm reading the story on People, and it says the chair umpire asked her, quote, "Do you want me to send the child out of the stadium?" And the girl raised her tennis racket and smiled. And hell, I think most tennis players would probably say absolutely, because that's akin to bringing a crying baby to a wedding. Know your place. Know the etiquette. Know how many holes are on the salt shaker. See, this all goes hand in hand.
I would agree with the fact that you should know the etiquette, since that is the standard.
Yeah.
But I do think you should be allowed to be involved in some aspect. And I get it, you got to concentrate a ton, but it's not like
you bring a baby to they're at the Cincinnati Open, which is considered the fifth major.
Okay.
It's like the fifth biggest tennis tournament in the world every year. And this is a big deal. And if you got a baby crying, I have no issue with.
So then why don't we have a problem with if LeBron's on the foul line to win the NBA Finals?
You ever seen the meme of Larry Bird shooting a free throw 25, 30 years ago, and there's all these pictures of women in bikinis behind him?
Yes.
I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Yes. So why are we allowed to do that in basketball?
I don't know.
Or why
the
are we allowed to? Why is Beaver Stadium allowed to pretty much break the sound barrier?
History. Again, I played tennis. No, I grew up playing tennis knowing that you were supposed to be quiet. If I'd grown up playing tennis knowing that it was okay to be yelling, maybe I'd have a different feeling about it. But I do know because, again, I've watched and wagered on way more tennis matches than I would ever like to admit. And I tell you, these are very, 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 very high stakes points that these players are playing at all times. So if she needs quiet, I don't have an issue with it.
Well, yeah, the whole story is the chair, or she asked the stands what the fans thought of it, and they all cheered to get rid of the baby.
Absolutely.
And that's when she put her hands up. But I know that that's the way it is now. I think it should change. And I think if it changed, I just think it would make tennis and golf a lot more exciting. If somebody was lining up a putt, people started.
could you imagine Rory if he missed the putt to win?
But that's Happy Gilmore. Remember Happy Gilmore won? Adam Sandler's like, why is everybody so quiet? Hey, let's cheer it up. And they're cheering while he's hitting. So,
well, that's happened when Eminem and Happy Gilmore 2
exactly,
is in the back.
Yep, yep. Hey, good stuff, Jerry.
And hey, didn't you ever play miniature golf and one of your buddies put the putter between your legs from behind?
Of course.
Happened to you?
Of course. Hey, we got to take a break, Nathan. I know we got another call, but we got to. If we get to 4:30, we're in trouble. We haven't taken a break.
Hey,
yet.
Listen, hearing out about the salt. I appreciate everybody calling in about the salt.
I like when Jerry called. Jerry brings up fascinating subjects. We can have a whole show on babies on planes, babies at tennis matches, babies at golf mat. Bowling is another one where you kind of expect quiet.
Yeah. All right. You are listening to Sports Central here. Nathan Fleming and Corey Geiger. Don't go anywhere.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today, your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
T&L Moore Enterprises.
T&L Moore Enterprises.
Owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales. They want to help you beat the heat with this hot summer deal.
Beat the heat.
Get $10 off any repair service when you spend $100. $30 off when you spend $200. And $50 off when you spend $300. And right now, get an air conditioning performance check, including overall test of your cooling system, inspection of hoses and connections, check of fan and blower, dry belt and hose check, and temperature output check, all for just $59.99. Make an appointment today and stay cool and safe at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Back Sports Central here with Nathan Forlina and Corey Geiger talking salt and pepper today. We got caller number 3 on the line. 946-0435 if you want to give us a call.
I trust caller number 3 on everything except for like Justin Fields versus Will Howard. So what's your take on the salt and pepper shakers?
Pepper has more holes because the salt flows more freely. That's
right.
My opinion.
Yeah, and that's what I was reading, that the salt comes out easier. So I guess that makes a little bit of sense.
Corey and Nathan, is this a show about nothing?
You know,
it's getting to that point, I have a feeling.
I feel like we are going to talk sports, but when a gem like this comes in, you're our fifth caller talking about this, all right? So if Nathan...
You're strike while the iron's hot right now.
Exactly. Here's the deal. If we come in here and we talk about the most important sports subject in the world, you know how many calls we generally get? Like, zero. You know how many calls we get when we really dive into Steelers topics? Zero. When we break down the X's and O's of Penn State's offense, you know how many calls we get? Zero. So I just want to hear from you folks.
Well, curling's a big topic.
That's an ongoing joke for like 5 years here.
I remember early on when I was here, the curling would get brought up.
That's good. I got on to caller number 3. You weren't here because he made a statement about Will Howard's going to be better than Justin Fields.
I remember,
and
that
I'm
was
like,
the next
I'm
day,
like,
yeah.
whoa, hold on here, man. He and I are going to have like a bet for dinner at the Allegro.
I was here for that.
Were you here for that?
Well, I was here for the day after the fact.
Like, but 5 years from now, one of us is going to pay for the Allegro. How about that?
Yes, hopefully. That's a great place.
That's a $75 meal there, man.
That'll probably be 100 by that time.
Well, 100.
Yeah,
100
for,
if it's us.
100 for two, yeah.
A little booze.
Yeah, right, right, yeah.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is I have a whole box of Falstaff dishes. I got to hook up with the Clarkster because I'm trying to get rid of them.
What's the design?
I don't even know what that means. I mean,
well,
it was handed down.
Falstaff has, I don't know how many, 15, 20 different designs, and they have the whole series, all the bowls, play, everything is the same design. Like my Rio is mostly white, then with blue stripes around it. So all of our plates, bowls, everything, it's a cool looking white with blue stripes around it. Clarkster's Falstaff April is white with like some fancy schmancy flowers on it. So all the Rio, and some of the Rios might be red, some of them might be different colors, but there's a different design for each name.
Do you want to buy mine, Corey?
If it's Rio, I might. Are they white with like dark blue stuff?
Well, I'll bring him in. I'll bring him in and show him to Jody.
No, just send Jody a text message or an email, because we are running short on saucer plates and cereal bowls. Now, these things, you know anything about Rio, Nathan?
Not really.
These things can be $8 to $15 a piece for one plate. For one plate or one bowl.
Yeah, so, these are collector's items.
So if you get a little short on these.
Upcharge them, caller number
three. Now, we hit the jackpot when we got married. We hit the absolute jackpot. Sears had a sale. Like these were typically like $200. They had a sale on for the whole set of eight for $60. Eight bowls, eight plates, eight saucer plates for $60. It was a $200 deal. So we went and got like five of them. We went and got like five different. So we started off with a whole bunch of them, but they get broken over time, and so you got to. So if you got some Rio, I'm interested.
Okay, we'll work it out. Hey, keep going with the show about nothing, though. I love it.
Hey, appreciate caller number three.
So Nathan doesn't appreciate Seinfeld. How many Seinfeld episodes have you seen in their entirety?
Probably like 15, 20.
Oh, that's more than I'd have thought. Have you ever seen any episodes twice?
No.
Okay, I've seen every Seinfeld episode at least 8 to 10 times. Seinfeld is, to me, just a genius. The show Seinfeld started because Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David, they were comedians, they were discussing like, well, what kind of, NBC had reached out to Jerry about doing a show, and they were like, well, what could the show be? And so Larry David, they were sitting in a diner. This is real. This is fact. They were sitting in a diner. And like Jerry had on a button-up shirt, and they were having a conversation about how high is the second button on the shirt.
Okay?
The second button makes the shirt. If it's too high or too low, it messes up the shirt. Okay? This conversation led to billions and billions of dollars.
Okay.
Because Jerry said to him, or I'm sorry, Larry David said to him, this is what the show should be. And Jerry's like, what are you talking about? And he said, just two people sitting around talking about nothing. And that's what Seinfeld, and in fact, in the finale, Jerry and Jerry, they all get arrested. Have you seen the finale?
I have not seen the finale.
Well, I'm going to spoil it for you because it's 25 years.
I probably won't watch it. So.
They're horrible people, Nathan. The four Seinfeld, they are horrible human beings, okay? If you watch the show, they're funny, but they're terrible. Their morals are all bad. They break up with people left and right for no reason whatsoever. They do terrible. They're awful, awful people. So in the finale, they're taking a plane, and the plane goes down in this Massachusetts town, and this really fat guy is getting robbed across the street, and they're videotaping it and laughing. And they get put on trial. Because in that town, it's like mandated reporter thing. You're supposed to help someone, Good Samaritan law.
Okay.
So they get put on trial for being awful people laughing at this fat guy getting robbed. And so they go on trial, and all the people that they've like wronged over the last 10 years turn up as witnesses on the show in the finale. Now, a lot of people hated the Seinfeld finale because it is weird. It's a very different kind of show. But if you think about the characters and how terrible they were on the show, it fits, and so they end up going to prison. They all get a year in prison because they didn't help a fat guy who was getting robbed. And while they're in prison, Jerry says to George, or maybe vice versa, says, you know, that second button on the on your shirt, that's a little high. You know, that's what it kind of messes up the shirt. And Jerry says, like, I feel like we've talked about this before. It's one of the great endings in television history, really.
That's funny. That's funny. Full circle right
Full
there.
Circle moment. Full it circle. Was fantastic. But you're not a Seinfeld. You're too young for Seinfeld.
Nah, I'm not a Seinfeld guy. I was about to say, you know what's crazy is everybody just stands around and records now. I mean, that's the norm.
Everybody, right, yeah.
I mean, the Good Samaritan law doesn't even exist anymore.
Right, imagine. And again, I didn't think it was great at the time. Looking back on it, it's much better than people give it credit for. But imagine if you were supposed to help people and you were sitting around laughing and you went to prison.
Everybody
would
be in prison.
Half our population
exactly.
would be in prison.
Exactly.
We do nothing but laugh at people when they do stupid things.
Exactly,
now.
Exactly. 946-0435. Phone line's always open if you want to talk sports or salt and pepper. We will be talking sports when we come back, so you'll get yourself a little bit of sports on Sports Central here.
9-5 Brewers. So that's going to be 12 in a row for the Brew Crew.
Congratulations, Milwaukee, on your free burgers.
There you go.
Trackhouse Racing has inked SVG to a multi-year contract extension. Here's team owner Justin Marks.
This has been a really, really fun project for the company. Obviously, you know, everything happened really, really quickly from Chicago to, you know, the truck race a couple weeks later and then into the Indy Cup race and then, you know, a season of Xfinity and now full-time in the Cup Series for Shane. And, you know, I think it's been, you know, obviously we've got someone here that can win kind of anytime we show up on the road courses, and winning's so important here in the Cup Series, obviously. But I think what kind of excites us at Trackhouse more than anything is his speed of development on the ovals and just working with him day in and day out and, you know, recognizing that even though, you know, his history in racing has been, you know, not very similar to what, you know, the competitors in the Cup Series had, with just a lack of experience on the ovals.
And here's Shane Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, it's been amazing couple of years, as Justin touched on, how it's all snowballed and yeah, how we've been going. And then this year, you know, it's been a real learning year, but I feel like we've made big progression. And then the road courses are obviously been a bonus the last couple of months. And yeah, just it's been a cool team to be a part of. And the, you know, the win lunches we've been doing, seeing how much it means to everyone and how much everyone's, I guess this week even, the atmosphere in the shop, the build up and expectations now, it's really cool. It's cool to build a relationship with everyone there. And yeah, I've just been loving every minute. So yeah, looking forward to doing it for a few more years.
You're on the final lap.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here. Hopefully everybody is enjoying our show today. As always, want to give a shout-out to our presenting sponsors, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. So, I'm going to appeal to Rob right here. We're going to talk about the national scale kind of-ish with this sports topic. We're going to talk about the Big Ten. And Corey was going on and on yesterday about how he thought Indiana in 5 to 10 years would be miles below Wisconsin.
Not miles below.
Okay. I might have been exaggerating and putting words in his mouth right there. But he did say how Indiana will be a less superior program to Wisconsin in a few years. And if history does repeat itself, that will probably be the case and that will probably be what happens. But I want to play a fun game with Corey. I'm going to say improved, stays the same, or they just completely diminish as a program.
And we're talking about this year or over a period of time?
We're going to talk about 5 years from now. Where do you see this Big Ten team at?
Okay, this is good.
Penn State's an interesting one because Penn State this year, and we kind of discussed this off the air, One day we're going to have to talk about what Penn State's going to be next year, because Penn State is going to lose a ton next year to their quarterback, their running back.
That is huge.
So that's going
to
be a whole,
we're going to do. We got many shows to do on that. But just to close out the point about Indiana and Wisconsin, I looked it up. Wisconsin's the 33rd winningest college football program of all time, and like 10 of those are like Division II and Division III kind of things. So Wisconsin's in the top 25. Winningest programs in the history of college football. Indiana's nowhere to be found in the top 100. What I said yesterday was, I trust that Wisconsin will get it right because they care. They've gotten it right for a long, long time. They have great basketball. They have great athletics programs all around. Football matters to them. I don't trust that Indiana can sustain anything, because even if – now, you made a tremendous point about Kurt Cignetti being older, and maybe this is – that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a way to do it, it's Indiana, Kansas even with Lance Leopold, because he's an older guy.
Probably in his 60s,
you
too,
get a guy that doesn't want to go anywhere else, okay? That's to me, if you're a bottom feeder program, Leopold's 61. If you get a guy and you will pay that guy and he'll stay, I think that is a way for a bottom feeder program to be good. Will Indiana ever make a playoff? Well, I mean, hey, it's a 12-point
playoff.
Yeah. They might.
Will be expanded too, so they'll be fine.
Right, so they might. But the thing about it was, what bothers me about Indiana last year is they literally played nobody.
The cupcake schedule definitely
played nobody.
But they did have wins, they just weren't top 20 wins. And the same thing you say about Penn State.
You said that they're in the 25 to 40 range, and that was probably reasonable.
Yes. All right, so we're going to go down the list here. I just looked at the Big Ten standings. You tell me they're going to be improved in 5 years.
We'll do quickly.
We've got to be quick.
Like,
we'll start with Maryland right here.
Man, everybody says Maryland should be better because they got the Under Armour money. We've never seen it. I do not think Maryland will be better in 5 years.
I think they'll be better just because I think they're at the lowest point right now. I think this year – it's Lockley's last year. I think he's gone after this year. Last year was
abysmal. I see him being about the same.
Okay, all right.
They should be, but here's the issue. Penn State owns the DMV recruiting area, mm-hmm. and Maryland needs that if they're ever going to take a big step.
Indeed. Rutgers.
Well, again, this goes to Schiano, because Schiano was great there the first time, then he left and had some issues, and if he stays there, I think Rutgers will be better.
Nebraska
will be better, because I think Matt Rhule is a fantastic coach. I don't think Nebraska can ever get back to where they were when they were dominating in the Big Eight, that kind of thing, because college football has changed so much. Mm-hmm. But I think college football – Nebraska is one of the 10 winningest programs of all time. I think college football is better when Nebraska is good.
I completely agree. Illinois.
I always feel like Illinois has a pretty decent chance. So I think Illinois can be better in 5 years.
Indiana, I think we know your stance on this one.
No, I do think Indiana, because they've been terrible.
I think they stay the same. I think they're a 9-3-8-4 type team.
But Nathan, buddy, I mean, Indiana has never in its entire existence been a 9-3-8-4 program.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're 9-3-8-4, that's monumentally better. I'm guessing. Well, what do you think the over-under on the number of bowl games that Indiana's ever been to is? I'm going to say 6.
I was going to say like 12, 13.
Let me see. Bowl record, they're 3-11, so that's 14. So they've been to 14. That's a little better than I thought. That Indiana's participated 14 bowl games in 120 years.
One decade, pretty much.
So, I mean, if Indiana becomes an 8-4 program, I think they'll name that guy.
Cignetti's gonna have
the
statue.
Governor.
Cignetti's
exactly.
gonna have statue.
Exactly. They'll have a statue out there. Yeah.
We got Iowa. I think they go down. I think Ferentz is gonna retire in the next 5 years.
I agree. I think they will go down, because as much as I bag on Kirk Ferentz, because he's the worst offensive coach in the history of the world, what he has done there has worked for who Iowa is,
mm-hmm.
the players Iowa will get, okay? So if you can't get the X's, the Jimmys and the Joes, then you had better find an X's and O's. It's like Princeton. This predates you for a ways. It's like the Princeton style of basketball with Pete Carril. You need to play a style, even if it's terribly boring, that allows you to compete. And I could not, would not, will never watch Iowa very much, because it makes my eyes bleed. But he has found a way to be successful. So when he's retired, I will agree
with
you.
In the modern era, not many teams can win games without scoring
touchdowns. They will take a step back.
Michigan
will take a step back because I don't think Sharon Moore is remotely close. Look, I think Jim Harbaugh is a gigantic goof, and I would not want to be around him ever because he's just a weird friggin' guy. But he is an awesome football coach. They just won a national title. I mean, I remember Rich Rod. I remember what happened after Lloyd. Michigan was not a significant factor for a good while. Mm-hmm. So if you're asking me where Michigan's going to go from winning the national title 2 years ago, I'm as confident in saying Michigan will go down as I am any team in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Because there is no way with all these teams and Penn State on the rise that Michigan can sustain that level.
How about Michigan State?
They got to go up because they've been a train wreck for a while.
Yeah, since 2021 year, they haven't really done anything. Minnesota.
Minnesota goes down. I like P.J. Fleck, but again, with all these teams in the Big Ten, if they're having to play the USC's and the Washington's, not UCLA, I think UCLA's garbage, but if they're having to play in Oregon, I think Minnesota's one of those kind of programs that kind of gets left behind.
Northwestern
will go down. They've spent a lot of money. They got tons and tons and tons of money over there. I don't believe you can win consistently at North. I mean, Northwestern, under Pat Fitzgerald, when he was a player and coach, they did a lot of really good things, but I don't see that being a strong program.
Ohio State.
Ohio State will stay the same forever. I do not foresee any circumstance where Ohio State goes down. They've got too much money, and they care too much.
Agreed.
They're not starting Sean Clifford for 4 years, for crying out loud. They're not having a coach in James Franklin that's 1-15 in the top. They fired John Cooper, who's a Hall of Fame, because he couldn't win one game.
Yeah.
All right, so I think Ohio State will always be there near the top.
Penn State
will go down.
Okay.
Because the run that they've had. Now, look, I'm not talking about down very far. But Penn State would have been in a 12-team playoff 7 of the last 9 years. I think that after Aller and this group, I think there could be a 1-2 year correction. And so if we're asking over the next 5 years, is Penn State going to be as good as the last 5 years? I guess we have to include 20 and 21, those two disastrous years. But I'm really thinking back to Penn State back 2016. I think Penn State takes a little bit of a step back.
We're going to hit the phone lines real quick. Nebraska man on the line. Nebraska man, what's up? Got you, Nebraska man.
Okay, Corey.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I don't mean you make a friendly wager. Wherever you want to go to eat, whatever amount of money you want to bet, whatever.
Okay.
Let's take this year. You take Wisconsin. I'll take Indiana. We can go who has the best record for the year.
No, I'm not doing this year. Because, look, I don't stake claims like that to 1 year. Because if Drew Aller gets hurt, this Penn State football season could fall apart, just like with Sean Clifford. My Indiana-Wisconsin debate is history. Wisconsin has been a great program. Not elite, but Wisconsin has been a great program almost my entire life. So I believe that Wisconsin will be a stronger program than Indiana forever. But that Indiana might have a year or two if you catch lightning in a bottle and you have a bad schedule. I haven't looked at Nebraska, man. I haven't looked at their schedules enough to know who could be better this year. Maybe Indiana has another year, but I don't buy Indiana for the long run is all I'm getting at.
All right, well, then I'll do this. Why don't you look over Wisconsin's schedule? And I'll bet you whatever you want that they don't have a winning season.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That could be true. Wisconsin is down. Okay, but look, again, I am talking about the long game. The people at Wisconsin give a damn about football and always have. Traditionally, the people at Indiana have not cared about football, and I don't think they ever will. It is a basketball school. They can catch lightning in a bottle every now and then. But, yeah, I'm not going out on a limb like that for any team that I really haven't studied all that much. I'll take a look at Wisconsin's, what they've got coming back in their schedule, and give me a couple days, and then maybe we'll revisit it.
All right, appreciate the call, Nebraska man.
It's good discussion there.
Which aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
A quick trip from wherever you are in Central PA gets you the finest from Kubota and the very best from the McCoy family. A trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA for over 40 years. Kubota offers the models, attachments, and implements you need, and you'll find them all at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring. Excellent selection, combined with the full service and support of a longtime dealer like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing, tackling that big project on your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and more. And always with free setup and free delivery. The weather has finally turned, and it's time to head back outdoors. Follow the Kubota orange glow and meet the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, final couple teams right here for the Big Ten. Corey, rapid fire. Purdue.
They're awful. They're going down.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin will be better than the last couple years. They'll be fine.
Oregon.
Oregon, I think, goes down. I think Oregon is going to be a really good Big Ten team, but I don't see them being an elite great Big Ten team because the attrition factor with who they have to play every week.
USC.
Same thing. I don't see USC being a major factor among the top of the Big Ten for the next 5 years.
UCLA.
I think UCLA is garbage.
Okay, and then Washington.
Washington will go down as well. You add those teams, you're just playing better competition week in and week out.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate everybody for tuning in.
We can do a whole show on Penn State because that will be a great discussion.
Definitely, for sure. Appreciate everybody listening to Salt and Pepper Talk today. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 4 to 5.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.